Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The editor of Pittsburgh Magazine, Brian Heslip. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I always look forward to our conversations to see what you guys are doing. And then when I see Bigfoot, that gets my attention. So where can you find Bigfoot's lost shoe, hibernating jackalopes in a Pegasus nest? Sounds like the great Karnak.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, it's all at the Children's Museum. It's part of a new exhibit called the Cryptid Critter Crawl. And cryptids are creatures that derive from folklore or legend. People can believe they exist, but there's never been any proof of it. The Loch Ness Monster is also part of that, too.
This is
an interactive audio exhibit they're doing at the museum.
I always heard that there were these super tall people that lived here once. I wonder if they're part of that deal. So you can check that out at the Children's Museum. And things are starting to open up, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is an outdoor, but you wander around the grounds with, and it's free, so it's fun to do. But, it's just another sign that more things are getting back to close to normal again.
And also this weekend, the Carrie Carpool Cinema, a new series at the Carrie Furnace of all places. Now, you told us first about this, but a lot of people, I'm sure, aren't aware. Maybe they've heard of the Carrie Furnace, but this was a great idea. I understand it went really well last year.
Yeah, last year all their showings sold out. It was crazy. It was something they did because of, social distancing and the big resurgence of drive-ins. So this year they're going to bring it back. This is one of those nice things I think we're going to carry with us into the future, even though it started for a specific reason. And this weekend it starts with a Filmed in Pittsburgh series. On Friday night, you can see Fences, the August Wilson movie that's getting so much attention. And then The Dark Knight Rises, the Batman movie, is on Saturday night, both of which were filmed here. And so those are a lot of really fun things you can do.
And in the May issue, coming first to subscribers, I guess this weekend, right?
Right.
You talked to student borrowers in Pittsburgh on lessons learned repaying loans. It's a lot of interest.
Yeah, this
no
is a
pun
really
intended.
Good story that we worked on with Public Source. In Pennsylvania, there are like 1.7 million residents who have student loans. It's like $61.5 billion in loans. And these people have to figure out how to juggle them while dealing with all their other expenses. Talk to people who talk about going to the grocery store and you have a $200 student loan debt coming or payment for that month, and you've got to make that, and how do you deal with groceries or looking for a house? And it's a really big issue these days and getting worse as, costs are going up and funding for education is not. So people are going to college. It's a big burden for them.
Yeah, Pennsylvania was ranked sixth worst state for higher education funding. If you went to CMU, the median debt after graduation, $17,000 to $27,000. Pretty much the same at Pitt, and Duquesne was even higher, $19,000 to $27,000. Man, it's a lot of money. You better know what you want to do when you go to school.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that this is really informing students about, trying to figure out how to make their education cost less for them and make sure that, they maybe delay it, work a little bit, make some money. But, you have to, it's hard to watch out for debt when it seems so abstract, but it comes back at you later on in your life. So, paying attention early is probably a good idea.
And you have until Saturday, the best of the Berg, time's running out. Vote. And there is one in there for morning show. I'm just saying.
And and people can vote often and repeatedly. So I hope you guys do really well on that contest. That's also at PittsburghMagazine.com.
We appreciate that. And this is our final day together. You're moving on, and we appreciate it every Thursday with you. Look forward to it, Brian. And all the best in your future.
Thank you. It's been really great fun.
PittsburghMagazine.com. Brian Heslop on Erdisk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.